husbands learn?
No.
Or,
no,
or for women to learn?
Okay, so we're holding a tasteless. Holding a tasteless. Okay, so we're in the second to last line in places. The piece about Rabbi Elazar and Mitzvah we talked about already?
Yes.
The Chatzi Chaticha, what was
it called?
Yeah, oh, so let's we but before that is the line before that. Ein Raya L'Rabbein Rafaim. Maybe we read it already, but I'm going to read it again anyway. Ein Raya L'Rabbein Rafaim. Yehod Omer Ein Amadumim B'damei Elul T'Cheshben. V'lo Yamin She'osah K'il Shomu. The Mishnah says that if you have medumah, so it means you have pairs of truma that fell into, let's say, 50, a pre of truma fell into 50 pairs of chulin, so it becomes medumah. And then from that 50 pairs, a pre fell into another 50 pairs. So that's bottle. That's really bottle, because sahakal you have 100 pairs. So ena medumah medameh el fi chesbon. So Tosis is bothered. Why don't you say chanav? Why don't I say the first 50 pairs, since I didn't have a shear of meya to be mevatel at that moment, so all the pairs became asur. So now chaticha nas is nevela. So from every pre, I should need 100 pairs. Every one of those pairs, I should need 100 pairs to be mevatel. So Taisu says, yesh lechalek when dover yovish l'dover anas and neser al yidei b'liyam. That the din of chanan is only by a dover lach, not by a dover yovish. By a dover yovish, there's no din of chanan. That's Taisu's yisad. So I was thinking like this, because just a couple of hours. First of all, what's the svar? Why is that true? Why is it that by a dover yovish you don't say chana? So, Pashkof Rishayna might fall into one's head to say, it's a mistake, but it might fall into one's head to say, that Taisus l'shitosa, that Taisus holds that the bittel of yovish b'yovish is a birur. Yeah, the Taisus daf tzadikei. Taisus mashma that the bittel of yovish b'yovish is midin, is not a bittel, it's not a hisbatlus. It's a beer. It's like all the parish and ruba parish. I it's kavua. So Taisa says, but in Tarevis, it's not nika the isubim kaimai, so it's not called kavua. So in a beer, there's no chanan. The beer is that every pre that I take, I know that this one is not the pre of isa. That's not called chanan. It's not. The din of chanan was said by the din of chanan was said. Anyway, it's a mistake altogether, but it leads me to something that Taka was thinking about a long time, and maybe I have a thought about it. Even according to Tosis, that the din of Yovish B'Yovish Chad Metrei is a din of Birur, but the din that Trumas B'Mei is a Vada, not a Birur. That's a Vada regular din of Bittel B'Roiv. Because if it was a Birur, then it would be Chad Metrei. The Birur of... If you have stores, 9 stores that sell chulin and 1 store that sells truma, and you find a pri in the street, avada called the parish and ruba parish. You need 90, you need 100 stores of chulin because by truma you need bittul b'meil. The beer of called the parish and ruba parish even by truma is chad b'tre. So if by truma, if we find by dimua that the shear is meyo, that's not a din of that roiv. The din of meyo, the truma is bottled by meyo, yovish be yovish. The main din of dimua is by yovish be yovish. Most of Shainim hold it by lach balach, you don't even have a shear of meyo. Only the Rambam holds a shear of meyo by lach balach. The main din of dimua is by yovish be yovish. But the din of yovish be yovish is by meyo, that's nothing to do. Even if he tastes that yovish be yovish chad betray is a din of achirat malatis, it's a din of birur. But the din that truma has been meyer, that's a vada regular din of ispatlus. So then, what's the chiluk taka yovish biyovish and lach balach? Why by yovish biyovish is the no din of chanan? So I think the answer is, it'll be useful maybe later in Taisus, that in a the vort of chanan, in order to say chanan, I need that the chaticha should the chaticha itself should be nesa. That the Isra HaBalua B'Soichi makes the Chaticha also. And then I could say, either for the Ram, the Chaticha, then is Nepach, or even if we want to say that in Taisus, there's no din of Nepach, it's just a din that the Chaticha Neseris is Mistayeh to the Isra Shaloi, his battle. But it has to be a Chaticha Neseris. I need the Chaticha I should be able to label the chaticha as a chaticha neseres. A chaticha neseres is misayeya to the ois and not to be bottle. By yovish biyovish, it's not called that the peiris are nesarim. You can't eat them because there's an ister lost inside of them. Amongst these peiris is a pri of truma. So I can't eat them because that's the din that I can't, because since there's not only by truma, by any yovish biyovish, it's not so much mishkachas lo. But by truma, where when you have yovish biyovish, it's not the pshat that the peiris have midumoim. They become osur be'etzem. They become osur because there's a truma lost in them. Lost amongst them is a truma. So that asks all of the, it asks all of the peiris. But they're not asurim be'etzem. But she'enkin, when you have bliya, maybe these deraisa, I'm sure if these deraisa, the gedorim, then it's teisus holds chanan as a deraisa. Teisus, the end of the teisus holds chanan as a deraisa. Talks about giuli midyon. Teisus holds chanan as deraisa. So this must be a deraisa de kachiluk, even though it's din of chanan mi deraisa, but only by a lach balach, only by a not lach balach, only by a blia, not lach balach. It's a blia. Because when you have a blia, let's say the chalav went into the basar, or you have some chalav that went into a potato, and now the potato is balu with chalav. So then I look at it that the potato is nesach. Now you can't eat the potato. This is the potato is balua from chalav. As tam chaylev, so even without nepach, the chaylev is going to leave. It doesn't have a tam chaylev anymore. The whole case of Chanan is with the chaylev is going to dissipate out. But the mice said there's a bli of chaylev in the potato, so the potato is called a potato that was nesar, and then avidim chanan that's maseya to the oisah shaloy is batel. But when you have yovish biyovish, when I have an apple of truma that fell into 50 apples of chulin, so it's not the pshat that the apples be'etzim became truma. The mixture is also because there's truma lost inside of it. So since the truma is lost inside of it, so it asers, it makes it that I can't eat any of the apples. But the apples are not, they're not also be'etzim, they're also because there's truma lost amongst them. So that doesn't create chaticha nasas nevela. But I had this question that was bothering me. For since we learned the sugya of Yavish B'Yavish, it was bothering me. L'fi shita sataisis in Sarakei, that Yavish B'Yavish is batel chad betray, an ordinary Yavish B'Yavish is batel chad betray. I'm not saying this parenthetically, but it's just... According to shita sataisis, that Yavish B'Yavish is batel chad betray. And we learned in Taisus, I mean, that's the Gemara. But Taisus learns that it's a birur. It's like a achirabim lahatos. It's like called the parish meruba parish. So except that it ought to be kavua. So Taisa says, no, since this is not, it's not yodur b'mkaymai, so it doesn't have a din of kavua. But it's a birum. So then how do you have a din of truma that is, how can the Torah say that there's a din of, or even if it's that bottom, but how can there be a din of dimu altogether? Dimu says that when you have an apple of truma, that it falls into 50 apples of chulun, so it's all also because dimu has to be oil b'meil. So I don't understand. Every apple that I take out, I have an apple, one apple amongst 50 apples of chulin. So every apple that I take out, I have a birur that this apple is chulin. Because it's called the parish, move a parish. And there's no kavur over here because this is not yadu b'm kaimah. So how can this apple be also to eat? I know the idea with Raiv that this apple is an apple of chulin. I mean, that's true, much should have a different shiur batlus and other things. So I understand everything has its own, like everything has its own shiur batlus. But if there's Lu Yitzur, I have dimur. Let's say I have dimur. An apple falls into 50 apples of chulin, everything becomes meduma. And then I take an apple out, and I somehow am able to be mevar, be it some birur or some side DNA test or something, I'm able to be mevar that this apple is not the apple of truma. Avad, I could eat it. What does that do with dimur? Dimur is a kozman that it's a suffolk. If it's not a suffolk, then it's not meduma. So if I take an apple out, now Rav tells me that called the parish meruba parish. So I have a beer of Rav. So if I have a beer of Rav that this apple is not truma, then why is it also to eat?
Did we say before that called the parish, you couldn't see it be removed from the...
Yeah, but that's normally when the issue is yadu b'mkayma. But here the issue is not yadu b'mkayma. That's the Tosin Sadakei. Tosin Sadakei says... How do you ever, what's the difference? When you have a kavua, it's mechza mechza, so how do you have a bittel b'rayv, yavish b'yavish? So Tosfos says, since there isn't that Yadubim Kaimai by a Tairovis, this is not Yadubim Kaimai, so it doesn't have a din of Kavua. As we talked about a lot, the Tosfos had a Keda. That's the two approaches to how to understand Yavish by Yavish. We had Stiris and the Rashba about it. But Tosfos had a Keda, we saw the Sami Kutsi in Zvachim, they're very much Mashma. The Tosfos read, the Gain in Shulchan Aruch is the famous this way, that Yavish by Yavish Chabotrei works as a beer. That's why the Goyim explains, that's why the Rashba holds you can't eat them all at the same time, because it's like Shnei Shvilin. So it's a Reiv of Biur. And then the other position, is that it's a Hisbatlus. Some say that in the Rosh, you can eat them all at the same time. In the Rosh himself, we saw that it's not so poshut, but Al-Kaponim, the other possibility is that it's a Hisbatlus. And in the Rashba, we had Stiris. So I'm asking Bishtum if Yavish B'Yavish is a Hisbatlus. So I understand Truma has a different shiur of Batlus. Midrash, Midrabbanan, Dimu is Midrash, Dimu is Midrabbanan, is Machlokes Shoyin. But whatever it is, Truma has a different shiur of Batlus. But if you say that Yavish B'Yavish Chai V'Trei is a beer of Kol D'Parish and Ruba Parish, how can Truma have? Truma doesn't have a different shiur of beer. Again, Teisha Chanuyos. If you have Teisha Chanuyos of Chulin and one Chanus of Truma, one Chanus of Truma, I don't say, oh, it's not enough. You need 100 Chanuyos. The beer of Kol D'Parish and Ruba Parish is across the board. It's even by Kotchim, the Gemara of Chatas Emes is Kotchim, and Kotchim is also Oyle B'Meyo. But Kol D'Parish, Mu Parish has nothing to do with that. So every time I have Peres and a Meduma, and I take a Pri out, so forget the Mu'a, forget this Batla. So why don't I have a beer that this Pri is not Truma? Because Kol D'Parish, I mean, it's not Parish, you're right, but it's the equivalent of Kol D'Parish, because this is not Yadum Kaimi, it's not Kavua, so I have the beer of right.
We said in earlier Shirim that what Dimua is telling us is that each time I take something from it, this is an Achila Mu'rebes, and it's not, it doesn't go
out. Sochem, we have such a story, it's Achila Mu'rebes, that Dimua becomes an Achila Mu'rebes. But the Chayr, it's only Achila Mu'rebes, because I have a Sofek. But here I have a beer and it's not a Sofek. And this apple, I have a beer that it's not a Sofek. The Emes is, by the way, we had Stiris in the Rashba, but the Rashba in Teres Habayis by the Kum in the butter, where the Rashba wants to mechia, that Rashba seems to be trying to be mechiach that Yovish B'Yovish is not a the question. The case over there is you have butter, which you know is not came from a kosher animal, because non kosher animal's milk doesn't turn into butter. But then you also have drops of milk that didn't turn into butter. Trapped inside the butter, there's drops of milk. That might be from a camel, from a chazer. So are you allowed to eat it or not? So the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat it because that milk might be awesome. That milk might be awesome. So the Rashba says, no, it's bottle with the bitl brayer of Yavish B'Yavish. Now there's no beer. No beer. I know for what beer. The rive there, the rive butter can't be mavari that this milk is kosher. Because on the contrary, the butter is butter because it's kosher. That's why it turned into butter. The part that didn't turn into butter might very well not be kosher. It's not a beer. The Rashba says you don't that the Rashba says it works. We didn't call the part that yavish be yavish is bottle. And the Rashba is mechiach it from the din of dimua. The Rashba says you see from dimua. That as long as whenever I have a tarivus of yovish b'yovish and I don't have a way to separate them out because I don't know which one is which, I don't have a way to take the iser out, then it's bottle b'roiv. So here also I don't have a way to take the milk out from the butter, even though they're separate things. But I can't take the milk out from the butter. I don't have an apparatus that will be able to extract the milk out of the butter. So mineila, it's called a tarivus, and a tarivus is bottle chabetre. That Rashba is what does he want from the imur? That's mamsud is being mechir from the imur. He's been mechir from the din of dimua that yovish b'yovish is not a birur, because a birur by the butter you wouldn't have, but rather it's a hisbatlus. See it as a shir mei, it's a hisbatlus. So the butter also is misbatl. So that's very good if you hold that it's that yovish b'yovish is hisbatlus. But if he does show him that it's a birur, so that is a very hard to understand how do you have a din of dimua at all. This really has nothing to do with the Tosfos. I just betoich that I was thinking about this Tosfos about Chanan, so I started to rethink this issue. So I have a teretz. I think this is the emes of teretz. I mean, it's Torah Chippus. I didn't see. If I'd be interested to know if anybody talks about this issue. Somebody must talk about it. But I think the answer is that since, and maybe it has to do with you talking about it with Achilu Merevis, that since the Torah said that truma is medameya, so it becomes kavua. Whereas Tosfos is holy say that an issa that that's not going to do a b'mkayim, but he doesn't have a din of kavua, that's only by where you don't have a din of dimua. The parsha of dimua is mechadish. We saw talking in Rashi Mesachim that the whole thing is called that when you have dimua, so the whole thing is called an achilas tmai. Rashi talks about why are you like on, does he have a and the mikveh over there. So Rashi talks about that even though the whole mikveh becomes dimua, but you're not like on it because it's not truma mamish. Without hetem and starf l'isser, dimua is not enough to make you like on the mikveh. What's the havamin? Of course, it's not enough. The truma is not bottle. What does that have to do with being like on the mikveh? You see that there's a notion over here that the whole thing becomes a mikveh that's meduma. Rashi had to address. So why aren't you like on that? So Rashi says, but meduma is not truma mamish. But it gets a shem meduma. So since the Tyrannus of Dimua has a Shem Dimua, that makes it that the Isser is Kavua. In other words, the Isser is not lost. Normally, the Isser is not Nikabim Kaimah. I don't know where the Isser is. Somewhere in it is an Isser. That's not called Kavua. When I have Dimua, the whole Tyrannus is a Shem Dimua. If the whole Tyrannus is a Shem Dimua, so then it's called the Isser. Then it's like the Isser is Kavua Bim Kaimah. If the Isser is Kavua Bim Kaimah, then I talk, don't have the Bureau of Right. Anyway, that's what I thought this morning. So, thought I would share that. Let's get back on track with Tosfos. The perusha nicha hodamik abi yain esek b'soif meseches sevedizar yain esek shenofel lebar tikel madomar dafil nofel shom kitoin shomayim u'basayif roein ahev tekilo enoi v'shamayim rabin olov. The Gemara says you have a case like this, that you have Yayin Nesach and it fell into a bar. Now Yayin Nesach min b'minoy ases b'masha. So chaymer of Yayin Nesach that rases min ben mino, it rases b'mashu. Min b'sheinu mino is b'noi sentak, like anything else. But min ben mino, yayin esek is b'mashu. So, I have a case over there. I have yayin esek, a little bit of yayin esek, some drops of yayin esek, small amount. They fell into a bar. The bar is full of wine. So, the way things stand now, it's awesome. Because yayin esek rases afilu b'mashu, min ben mino, rases b'mashu. But then, a kitten shel mayim fell into the bar. And the mayim, there was 60 times as much water as there was yayim. Let's say the bittel is 60. We'll see later on, maybe yayim. It's a different shir bittel, but b'pshuta, the shir bittel is shishim. So the kitten shel mayim has 60 times the amount of yayim nesach in the bar. So the Gemara, is a madom of the Gemara, that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we say, royim is a yayim shebabar kilu enoi. Sounds very much like what? Like salik. Salik is meaning kishereini. It's an interesting shayla. Why the Gemara says a lashon of royim, and the Gemara says a lashon of salik. Let's put it on the side, but that's an interesting hour. Why the Gemara changes the lashonis.
There's lachmala.
What?
It's lachmala.
Okay, so why does that matter? So you couldn't physically take it out.
Yeah.
I mean, here you could in your imagination take out the chatichas. Couldn't really, even in your wildest dreams, take out the Yayin Sheva Bor, you could just be really nice to Kiluena. Yeah, it could be that that's the MS of this. Could be there's another thing also going on. We'll see. But anyway, for the time being, it's basically like it's a kind of salad. Yeah, I don't think there's a profound difference. It's basically a salad is Mimina Kimishena. So it says that the Yayin Sheva Bor, so this Madomer says that there, you imagine the Yayin Sheva Bor that it's gone. And now will I have the Tipus of Yayin, and the Kitin Shalmayim comes in its Mevatlin. There's another opinion of the Gemara there, Rav Yechon and Rav Chanina. Rav Yechon and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says it doesn't work. It only works, and even Rav Yechon is different the shyness in the Gemara before that. But in this version of the Gemara, in this lesson that you saw, I didn't give you Amar Av. There's other versions there of Rabbi Yechonon. But in the Gemara, in the version of Rabbi Yechonon, the Gemara is presenting. So it helps even if the Kitan fell basayf. But Rav Chisda is chaylik. Rav Chisda says no. It only works if the Kitan Shalmayim was there first. If the Kitan Shalmayim was there first, and then the Yayin fell in, then it's bottled in the Mayim, and you don't have to worry about the Yayin Shibabar. But it doesn't help if the Kitan fell in later. It's too late. But Rav Yechonon says that it works even if the Kitan fell in afterwards. So Taisa's question is, what happened to Chanan? As soon as the Yayin of Nesach fell into the bar, it acid it, b'mashu, because Yayin Nesach, even not like a Yehuda, when Yayin Nesach acids b'mashu, min is b'mashu. So the Yayin Nesach acids all of the Yayin Shibabar. Now the Yayin Shibabar became the Vela. There's not enough water in the Kitan Shomayim to mevatel all the Yayin in the bar. So how does it work? Why is it mutter? It says Tosfos, it's a riot to Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's a riot to Rabbeinu Ephraim that by Shah Yisum you don't say Chanan. Of course, the fear of Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're going to have to understand, so what's the pshat in the other Madomer? It's a machlekes of Yechon and Rav Chisda. What's pshat in Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says it doesn't work, only if the Mayim fell in first. Why not? If you don't say Chanan by Shah Yisurim, so what's pshat in Rav Chisda? That's what the Hemshech of Tosfos says, Efshel Seichta. Even Rabbeinu Ephraim may hold it as Efshel Seichta by Shah Yisurim. We'll see in the Hemshech of Tosfos. But a Kaparim, Tosfos says, from Rav Yechon at least, there's a riot to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rav Yechon says the Kitan Shalmayim helps Basayf. I, what happened to Chanan? It's a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that by Shah Yisroel you don't say Chanan. So Taisus is Deicha the Raya. Zav Taisus, whom you yesh leimah. The Hosea Mayri, Kigrein Shalei Hoyo Shom, Yaya Nesach, Kedei Litin Tam, Bishol Het to Shiva Bar. Vilei Nesar, El Al Yidei Kolshu. Vechemed, Lai Havi Ele Mashu, Lai Amin and Chaticha Atzman, Nasas Nevei, look at Epishis Leil. So Taisus says, He says, you know, after all, even according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam was chaylik in Rabbeinu Ephraim, and who thinks that there is bechanan by Shari Surim. Tosfos said at the beginning of the Tosfos, based on Agamara, that you only say chanan when the nevela was nois and tam in the chaticha. If the nevela is nois and tam in the chaticha, then you say chanan, and it should be able to ask the other chatichas also with min b'minay. But if the nevela wasn't nois and tam in the chaticha, so it's only acid it because shul. Right? That's I don't have a marker. But anyway, we know already the diagram by heart. So that's a tosis at the beginning. The nevela has to be nice and tam in the chaticha in order to say chanan. If the nevela wasn't nice and tam in the chaticha, hagam that the nevela asks the chaticha, because min b'minah is the mashu. But an isur mashu doesn't make chanan. Or doesn't make chanan l'inyan to ask the other chatichas. What's the hezber? That's we had a whole arichas at the beginning of the tosis. What's the hezber? Iran is mashu that the mashu can't make a nepach. But Tosfos, we don't want to learn the glucose with nepach. So in Tosfos, for various reasons at the beginning of Tosfos, various diukim that we had, I wanted to learn in Tosfos that the pshat is that a kolshu, an iser kolshu be'etzim can't aser other chatichas be'kolshu, and for that chanan doesn't help to be misayeya because the chanan itself was made with the kolshu. So a chanan that was made with the kolshu can't be misayeya to a kolshu to aser other chatichas. Anyway, whatever the lumdus of it was, that was the lumdus that I wanted to say. But whatever the lumdus is, but Doshtei, that place said at the beginning of the sugya, that's Mukhach and Agamara, that in order for the Nevela to ask to make Chanan in the Chaticha, you have to have the Nevela who's nice and tam in the Chaticha. If the Nevela was not nice and tam in the Chaticha, even though the Nevela certainly asked the Chaticha, because Min B'mina is B'mashu, but it doesn't make a Chanan. And the Chaticha won't ask the Shah Chatichas. That says in Agamara. So Tosfos says exactly what it says in the Gemara. We could plug into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and now we're very good. The Yayin Nesach that fell into the bar was just a few drops of Yayin Nesach. It wasn't enough to be nice and tam in the bar. I mean, it wasn't a shear of Nesinas tam in the bar. Mimela, there's no Chanan. There's no Chanan. So then the Mayim can come in and could be Mevatlut. That's Tosfos' Teretz. Rishayim will bring this Teretz of Tosfos. There's no problem at all. You could say that even the Yayin Nesach was nice in time in the bar. There's no din chanan b'shar yisur. But the fee Tosfos, there is a din of chanan b'shar yisur. So the answer, why is there no chanan over there? The answer is, because the case is, well, Zet Zayin, that the case is, that the Yai Nesek that fell on the bar was less than a Shir of Nesinus time. Less than a Shir of Nesinus time doesn't make a Chanan. Again, the whole Lumbus, we don't have to re-elaborate each time, but just for short, we'll say that an Issik Kosher doesn't make a Chanan. So in the Mela, there's no Chanan over there. So now the Mayim can come in, it can be Mevatel Yai Nesek. Okay, that's an interesting question. I thought I could use a mic. Might be on top of the desk when we go out. Okay, that's an interesting question. It's in the Marocha. And this is Sugya, not Kufli. Okay, has a long Marocha. It's ice base in the Marocha. I didn't send it to you. I'll tell you the kasha. Give me a second. Kasha needs a picture. I don't either. Okay, yes, fine. What's the case? What's the case over there? We had some tipos of Yai Nesech. And they fell into a bar. And then can't really go so well, but a kitten shalmayim mayim came into the bar. So the case in the Gemara is the yayim nesef fell in first. It's the regulation of the case, and then the mayim fell in afterwards. And nonetheless, royim is hayayim shebabor kilo enoi, and the mayim can then be mavatel the yayim nesef, because the mayim has. There's enough mayim to be mevatel the yayin nesach. So Tosfos kasha is, let's say, Chanan. Why can't the yayin nesach asur all the yayin shebor Chanan since it fell in first? So Tosfos answers that the tipus yayin didn't have a shear to be nice and time on the bar, so mele there's no Chanan. So I do have tipus yayin here, but there's no Chanan. The mayim can now come in and can ask that it can be mevatel the tipus of yayin. Answer the Kreger. So why does this have to be a kitten of mayim? The Gemara says it's kitten shel mayim. Why can't it be a kitten shel yayin even? What would be if this is a kitten shel yayin? Be a kitten shel yayin. The tipus yayin fell in. There's no chanan. So all I have to get rid of is the tipus of yayin. Why can't the yayin come in afterwards and be mevatel it, just like an agamara? Just like an agamara. If the nevela wasn't nice in time on the chaticha, then the other chatichos are mutter. But if this is an issur kolshul, this falls in, it becomes an issur kolshul. An issur kolshul doesn't ask him in the mina. Maybe that's the way to say it, ask the question. Taisa says that an Issa Kol Shul does not have a koyach to ask other things min b'mina. No, I think I need to preface something to this kasha to understand the kasha. It's not so easy to. The kasha is built on something else. Let's not go back to our original design. We had an nevela with nice and time in a chaticha, and a chanan, and then it asks all the other chatichas with mindanir. So if you remember, the Ran's question was, why do I need Chanan? Why do I need Chanan at all? Why can't why isn't the tam that's in here, all these little tams, why can't they just ask your Mimina directly? Who needs Chanan? So the Ran answered that a Tam Ma'uriv doesn't happen in the Mila. A Tam Ma'uriv doesn't happen. That's the Ran's terrace. The Ran's terrace is that a Tam Ma'uriv doesn't have the Dinam in the Mila. Doesn't ask him in the Mila. A lot of Paiskim, the Shach, the Yisum, the Taisis would also say the same terrace. They impute that Taisis didn't talk about this Kashi. Remember, Taisis only talked about the first Kashi of the Ran. He never really talked about the second Kashi of the Ran. Some places can say whatever the Ran says, that'll work for Taisus too. Tam Ma'uriv doesn't have dinim in the Mila. I want to learn Pshat and Taisus. I thought it was very glaring. Taisus never asked the Ran second question, and the whole Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Ran second question. Rabbeinu Ephraim is walking and talking the Ran second question. That's where Rabbeinu Ephraim Taka says there's no dinim Chanan. You don't need Chanan. So and Taisus brought Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he argues in Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he's not misyachas to the Ran second question. So why Taka do you need Chanan? So I thought the Pshat and Taisus was differently. The Taisus holds a different Yisoid. Rabbeinu Ephraim's Yisoid. Except a little bit different. That since the Tam over here leaves, and it becomes only a Kol Shul, because when you add the other Reitim and everything, the Tam over here now leaves, and all you're left with is the Mashu. A Mashu doesn't have a Koyach to Asur something else without a Chanan. Here Chanan helps, because since the Chaticha became also originally with Nesinas Tam, so a Chaticha that became also Alidei Nesinas Tam could be Misayeya to a Mashu, to Asur a Mashu. That's all. I mean, I hope everyone remembers. So in Taisa I wanted to learn that the Pshat is that an Isser Mashu Eina Yochel Lesser Acherim Ella Ayidei Chanan. So Rabbi Kveg is assuming like the Ran's terrace. He's assuming like the Shach. He's assuming like the Shach that the reason why this doesn't work is because the reason why you need Chanan is because otherwise if you didn't have Chanan, then the Tam, you know, there is Tam inside the Chaticha, but it's a Tam Ma'uriv, and a Tam Ma'uriv doesn't ask him in the Minah. With Chanan it becomes Nefach, and now it's not a Tam Ma'uriv anymore. That's the and Rabbi Kveg and now, what's the Pshat in the Ran himself? What's this word of a Tam Ma'uriv? That a Tam Ma'uriv doesn't ask him in the Mina. So the Shach says, I think we talked about it briefly the other day. The Shach says that it means that a Tam Ma'uriv is like Min B'Shein Mina. That's what the Shach says. That a Tam Ma'uriv is like Min B'Shein Mina. So he explains the Ran. The Ran didn't say those words. The Ran said that a Tam Ma'uriv doesn't aser min b'mina b'mashu. The Shach understands it to mean that a Tam Ma'uriv is like the equivalent of min b'shein mina. What does the Shach say at Legabe? Anybody remember? I think we talked about it. It's Chomets v'Pesach. The Shach says that Chomets v'Pesach, even a Tam Ma'uriv will aser without Chana. Because Chomets v'Pesach, who cares if it's min b'shein mina? Chomets v'Pesach asers b'mashu even by min b'shein mina. And if the Shach takes a chiddush, makes a chiddush din, the Shach says that if this wasn't an avail, if this was chometz, even if it was not nice and tam in the chaticha, even if it was just a min b'mina with chaticha, less than a shir nisinus tam. So I don't have chaticha nasis mezeilo. It wouldn't matter. There would be blias of iser inside the chaticha, and it would, those blias are now going to aser with all the other, everything else in the pot. Ayitz iser mashu. Ayitz tam uruv. A Tam Ma'uriv is only a problem because it's min b'minoi, because it's like min b'shein minoi. But by Chomets Pesach, I don't care if it's min b'shein minoi, because even min b'shein minoi yasif b'mashu. That's the side of the Shach. So Rabbi Kveger asks, based on that, he asks over here, he says, the tipus yayin fell in. So there's no chanan because it's an isha mashu, and isha mashu doesn't make a chanan. But the Maisa is, so now this tipus yayin. Now, a kitoin shalmayim falls in, and it's mevatel yayin. Yes, Rabbi Kveger, who needs a kitoin shalmayim? Let it be a kitoin shal yayin. But since this is only a mashu, so now it's a tam ma'uriv. A tam ma'uriv is like min b'she'enei minoi, so it should be bottled even by yayin. Rabbi Kveger, I think, That's where the Kegel's cash. Now, the Kegel's cash is built on all of the superstructure. It's built on the Ran, and on the, that, and he's assuming the Ran and Taisus, and Taisus agrees to the Ran. He's assuming the Shrach Shat in the Ran, that a Tam Urav is like Min Mishen Eminoi. So Rabbi Kegel's Kasha is only from a very specific vantage point, like that, that Taisus is like the Ran, and the Shach is right in the Ran, and so on and so forth. But I want to rethink Rabbi Kegel's Kasha in terms of, in our terms, that Taisus is not like the Ran. And the Taisus, as you say, is that a Mashu can't Aser a Mashu. So I'm sort of, but there's an interesting thing here, there's an interesting Ha'or here, and that is, hey, never mind the Ran, and never mind the Shach. Let's just think about it for ourselves. The Yayin fell into the bar. Now, there's no Chanan because it's in a Simashu, it's less than a Sinas Tam, so there's no Chanan, so we can ignore everything in the bar. But we have these Tipa Shel Yayin. Now, let's say a Kitten Shel Yayin fell into the bar. So, could the Kitten Shel Yayin be Mabatul Tipas of Yayin? On the one hand, do the Tipa Shel Yayin Aser the tipa shel yayin nesach aser the new wine. Let's start with that side. Do these tipas aser the new wine? Min b'minoi, min b'minoi is the mashu. So maybe they should aser the new wine. Do they? Don't they? No. Why not? Because a mashu can't aser a mashu. A mashu can't aser min b'minoi. A mashu can't aser a cherem. That's the aside of Taisus. That is something which has only been mashu, it's kiman de lesu, so to speak, and it's only been mashu, and therefore doesn't have the kayach to aser the yayin that falls in. Same way in Agamar, it doesn't have the kayach to aser the chatichas. If the nevelu was not nice and tam in the chaticha, so even though there's a mashu inside the chaticha, doesn't have the kayach to aser other chatichas, because in isu mashu can't aser acher. So Charal Derech is over here, the mashu of Yayin Nesef, it's only it's command the lesser, it doesn't have the kaya to aser the new Yayin that fell in. So the chayra, if that's the case, so let the Yayin come in and be mevatlut. So who needs a kitin shul mayim? Use a kitin shul Yayin. So chayra, you have to say, I think it's a chiddush, this is really the point that I want to make. The chayra, you have to say that even though a mashu of Yayin can't aser other Yayin min b'minoi, doesn't have the kayach, even normally min b'minoi aser the mashu. But a mashu can't aser the mashu, so this Yayin Nesach doesn't aser this Yayin, but this Yayin is not mevatul Yayin Nesach either. The Yayin, the iser mashu, you're not allowed to drink this Yayin Shevabar, because there's mashu of Yayin inside of it. You can't drink the Yayin Shevabar. Even though there's no chanan, who cares about chanan? You can't drink the yayin shel bor because you're drinking tipa shel yayin esach. That's the din. That's the din of minish b'mashu. Yayin esach ases b'mashu. That's the din of yayin esach that ases b'mashu. When yayin esach falls into a bor, even though it's b'mashu, it ases all the yayin shel bor. That's the din that yayin esach ases b'mashu. Now new yayin fell in, so I can't say, well, this new yayin will be mevatel. It will be mevatel. The yayin, the tipa's yayin can't aser the yayin. So, like, if this yayin would be chatichas floating around outside, the yayin inside the bar wouldn't aser it. Like, if I told you this yayin was not yayin, it was yayin balls, like meatballs, floating around in the bar, the tipa's shel yayin wouldn't, and the tipa's shel yayin were also trapped in some other chaticha. So that would be the din that they wouldn't aser because a mashu can't aser a mashu. But here the yayin comes in and it gets mixed up with everything. That yayin. It's not the yayin nesach can't be mevatel the yayin, but the yayin is still min b'minoi is not mevatel. So the yayin nesach is still not mevatel the tipis yayin. So at the end of the day, you still have tipis yayin floating around over here. Nothing was mevatelim. The bar wasn't mevatelim because yayin nesach is b'mashu. The new yayin is not mevatel it because the new yayin doesn't become nesar, but it can't be mevatel. So memela, you still have the tipis yayin, and that's irreducible, and that is also. That's why you need a kitchen shel mayim. You need a kitchen shel mayim because then it's min b'she'enoi minoi. Why am I telling you all this? First of all, because it's a Craig is a kasha, it's important to know, but also because I want to bring out this point that I think in the Hemshech, when we get to Eshel Sech, it's also going to be important. That it's that just because the yayin, the isher mashu, doesn't have bekayach to asu the yayin, that does not mean that the yayin could then be mevatelit. It's still min b'minoi. And min cannot be in our world of Rabbi Yehuda, our sugya's world of Rabbi Yehuda, min cannot be mevatel minoi. So normally it goes together. Since min is not mevatel minoi, so the little bit of minoi then turns around and asses the right. When you have a little bit of a nevela and you have a lot of and you have a big chatichas baser. So since the chatichas baser can't asses a little bit of nevela, the mashu of nevela, then the mashu of nevela turns around and asses the chaticha. But here you have a case where you separate them. The tipis of yayin cannot aser the yayin, because mashu can't aser a mashu. But it doesn't follow, therefore, that they. But it's still true that the yayin cannot be mevatel the tipis of yayin. Therefore, a kitten shel yayin will not work. You need a kitten shel. You need a kitten shel shel mayim. Kregis kash is, and we don't have to worry so much about kregis kash because we're learning right now Tosfos and not the Shach. But Kregis Kash is Lefi the Shach has this notion based on the Ran that a Tama Urav turns into Min Mishen Eminoi. So this Yayin, since there's no Chanan, so it's a Tama Urav, and a Tama Urav turns into Min Mishen Eminoi. So even with the Yayin, it's Min Mishen Eminoi. So let the Yayin be Mavatul. Okay, that Kash is only coming from a specific place from the Shach, and the Shach is a very good Kiddush. But Etzim is an important area. So anyway, so fine. So that's the Tosfos. So now Tosfos goes on and says, "Afelgam de leidami, de leelei amin et eloin shle teser acheres, aval hi atzman esu memashu, ekeimin shenesu asu leolim lemad domef shle seich diosa. Mikolmokim yishleimah dehi de shoyba barazor afilu nafla mayim shle besayif yisper deef shle seich de mutter vayamat de kamechin chaticha atzma." Taisa is a kash. Taisa says, Taisa is brought by the following. Case of Mayim, case of the Gemara. So Taisa just got finished saying that the tipos of Yayin, the little bit of Yayin that they fill in is only a mashu. That's why there's no Chanan. Since there's no Chanan, the Yayin is able to be misbattled. The mayim comes in, and it's about a little bit of yayin esach, and that's the pshat of Yechonon in Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos, but what's the story with the rest of the yayin in the bar? The rest of the yayin in the bar, before the kitin shel mayim fell in, was awesome. So who cares that a kitin shel mayim came in and was mevatel the yayin esach? What happened to the nefesh l'soichle also? That something that was Nesar, Chaticha that was Nesar, remains B'Yisurei L'Olam. Even when the Isser is removed. Even when the Isser is not there. We're not a factor anymore. That's the din of Eshel L'Soyt also. So the Yayin Shibabar should still be awesome. So how could you drink the Yayin? You can't segregate everything. Mela the Tipois you could drink because they became bottled in the mind. But what about the Yayin Shibabar? There's no Chanan. That places we asked it based on our Gemara that there's no Chanan in Bayin Nisumashu. But forget Chanan, there's still Eshel Seichta. And it's an Eshel Seichta should ask you all the Yayin Shibabar. So Taisus answers, and he says, not in our Gemara, it doesn't, see, in our Gemara, we're not talking about the Chaticha. The Chaticha in our Gemara, when you have such a case, we have an Avela, and it was nice, and it was not nice in time, it was only a Mashu in the Chaticha. So then in Agamar it says that the other chatichas are mutter, but it doesn't say that this chaticha is mutter. This chaticha you still have to throw away. That's the other one. It doesn't say that you do, but it might be that you do. Because Eshel Sefer also, Agamar is only busy with the other chatichas. So the other chatichas, if the nevela was not nice in time, it was only a mashu in the chaticha, so a mashu doesn't make a chanan, and without a chanan, the other chatichas are mutter. But this chaticha is still Eshel Sefer. And it's Hakka Osir maybe. If you hold Eshel Seichta also. So why do you say the same thing over here? The Yayin Shibabar should be also. At least in Agamar you can throw away the Chaticha. We're only busy with the other Chatichas. But over there you can't throw away the Yayin Shibabar. It's all mixed up. So the Yayin Shibabar should be also, and then you can't drink anything. If Eshel Seichta also. So Taisus says Al Koch that man the Omer Taka holds that Efshel Soichli is mutter. Apparently, there's a man Omer Efshel Soichli mutter. Gemara in Kufches is mashma that there could be there's a man Omer Efshel Soichli mutter. Efshel Soichli mutter. So then you can drink the Yain Shavuot. And if that's the case, then this chaticha you can also eat. According to that mandom over there, then you can eat this chaticha as well. Ad kandu tosus. Linyaneinu. So first of all, there's a few things here. The first thing that you see right away is that Tosus holds that even when there's no chanan, there's still Efshel Soichli. That's a big chiddush all by itself. One could have imagined that Efshel Soichli goes together with chanan. If there's no chanan by nisim ashra, then there's no efshel soichta either. You see in Tosfos, you can have a case where there's no chanan because it's a nisim ashra doesn't make a chanan, but efshel soichta is still there. Now we already know the Tosfos holds the way. Where do we know that from?
Chal.
That was a Tosfos by Chal. Tosfos, when you have a Chal, the cholov goes out, and the cholov goes out of the Chal totally. I mean, totally means there's always some cholov in the Chal. There's cholov in the whole pot. But it gets evenly distributed in the whole pot. Taisa says there's no chanan over there because there's no tam cholov in the basar. That's why the basar is mitstar after the shishim. The basar asmi min aminyan. The chal asmi min aminyan to mivat lecholov because the basar does not have any tam chal at all. And yet, it has already discusses why there's no chanan. But the basar shemchal has no tam. The basar there has no tam cholov. Okay, so there's no chanan. Okay, so there's no chanan because the basa was never nesa. There was never, as soon as you cooked it, it's safe for the spatum. There was never any time cholov in the basa. So the basa doesn't have any chanan. And it's only also as the cholov should be gumas. But Taisa says, but you're still not allowed to eat it. Why? One of the pshat and the Taisa is it. One pshat is it's exer. But then Taisa is another pshat because Efshel Soichli also. And there, okay, yes, what's going on? It doesn't Efshel Soichli go with Chanan? So we already saw in that Taisa. That Taisa holds that Chanan and Efshel Soichli are two different things. They're connected. Because the Gemara Dafkuf Ches says beferish that in order to say Chanan, you have to hold Efshel Soichli also. But that doesn't mean that they're identical. It means one is a precondition for the other. In order to say Chanan, you need to have Efshel Soichli also. There's two different sources, and we were masmer even. The idea of chaticha nasanavela, Taisus holds like the Taisus Sarosh, is that the chaticha neseres is misayeya to the tipai seres shalayla his fatal. But for that I need that the chaticha should be neseres. If Eshel is soichte mutter, then it's not a chaticha neseres anymore. The chaticha, which was also, now goes back to being mutter. So why would it be misayeya to the iser? It's no longer a chaticha neseres. So first I have to say, Eshel is soichte also. Now, once the chaticha is neseres, it blives the chaticha neseres. Once the chaticha blives neseres, so then is the din of chanan is able to kick in that the chaticha neseres is misayeh to the oisir shalayla his battle. So without efshel soichli, I don't get a chaticha neseres. But it's still two separate ideas. One idea is that the chaticha remains also, even though the iser dissipated out, diluted out. That's the din of efshel soichli also. And then there's another din called chanan. And you can have one without the other. By chal, there's no chanan because the bosser never really was berlei atam cholov, so there's no chanan. But on the other hand, the ma'is of the chal was also didas the cholov shivagumais, and that still allows an efshel soichta. So I'll derech say you have in the Tosfos over here. Tosfos says just because there's no chanan over here, because a tipa yayin kosu and isim mashu can't make a chanan, whatever the hesber is, even with my fancy hesber, that the tipa is can't aser, but something that a mashu can't aser a mashu, and the chanan is not misayet to help it because it itself was only made with an isim mashu, whatever the lundus is, but whatever the reason is, whatever Tosfos meant at the beginning of the Tosfos, but a mashu doesn't make a chanan, but that has nothing with Efshel Soichta. Efshel Soichta you still have. So the Yayin Shibabar is still Efshel Soichta, so the Yayin Shibabar should be also. So Tosfos has to answer it, Nechanami. The Gemara, that it helps that the Kitten can come in later, that Madama was called Efshel Soichta Mut. So there's two major problems here. First of all, Rabbi Krager in the Gilgal Hashatz asks the Baal Gatra. He says, "Who's the man the Omer in the Gemara over there who says that even if the Kitten Shalmayim fell of a soif, it's mutter?" Yochanan. And Dafkav Chesev, Yochanan is the one who says, actually, Seichle also. So I'll tell you, the emes is maybe there's a way out of this. Maybe there's a way out. The Gemara there in Amar Aleph, I didn't give you the Gemara in Amar Aleph because it's a very complicated Gemara. But the Gemara there in Amar Aleph has different Amarayim alibad Rabbi Yochanan, according to some of which Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Kitin Shalmayim, if it fell basayf, is takos. It's different shittas there alibad Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches is going like that version of Rabbi Yochanan who holds Efshel Estoich Da'os. But the Fit Tosis, it probably emerges. Maybe this needs to be said in its own right. The Fit Tosis, what's packing the Machlokes? It's a Machlokes in Gemara. If the Kitin Shalmayim Basayf, if it's also a Mutter, do you need the Kitin Shalmayim to fall first or the Kitin Shalmayim could fall last? So Tosis is busy with the Madama that could fall last, even if it fell last. But there's a Madama, the Gemara of Chisto, who says, and there's versions of Rabbi Yochanan also, like, there's a Madom of the Gemara that the Kitin Shemayim, if it fell last, it's also the Kitin Shemayim has to fall first. What's Pshat in that Madom? So it would have been tempting to say maybe Hanan, but Taisa said no, by Yisimashu you don't say Hanan, and there it's an Yisimashu. So you have to say, I'll say Shul Seichle. Because that's good for according to Taisa, which some of the Pshat told them. According to Taisa, what's Takana Machlaikis in the Gemara nobody is on? If the Kitin Shemayim could fall later, or if the Kitin Shemayim has to fall first? It can't be a machlekes about. It can't be about Hanan because Tosis by us says Tosis is miyasid from our Gemara that there's no Hanan by a mashu, and Tosis says that Gemara is talking about by a mashu because otherwise nothing works out. So there's no Hanan in that Gemara. So then what's the machlekes? The answer presumably would be according to Tosis. The machlekes is an actual seichle. The Madamu says that the mayim can fall in later. It doesn't hold from actual seichle. So you could drink the yain shivabar is okay because there's no actual seichle. But the Madamu who says that the mayim has to fall in first. That's because if the Mayim fell in after the Yayin Esek, then the Yayin Shibabar already became also an Eshel Esek also. So maybe that's a Mahal for Bekregas. I think that could be Mahal for Bekregas question to say that there's different versions of Rabbi Yochanan in the Sugyan of Adazar itself. And Mela, the Gemara Kuf Ches, even though there it's Stomer, it just said Stomer B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's not so posh. I have a different question. Should be Craig does not ask. I have a different question. If that man the Umar holds Efshel Seichle is mutter, if Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara Nevar Zohar, this Gemara said holds Efshel Seichle mutter, if Efshel Seichle is mutter, could there be a din of Hanan? No, that's the Gemara Kuf Ches. You can only say Hanan if you hold Efshel Seichle also. Explain, because if the chaticha could revert to being mutter, so then it's not a chaticha neseris, so then it's not misleading to the tifa yiseris. That's beferish in Gemara Kuf Ches, that if you hold, Gemara said beferish, chaticha nas nevela, my kasova, he kasova eshel seichle mutter, how could be chaticha nas nevela? It must be eshel seichle also. It's beferish in the Gemara, that the din of chaticha nas nevela is predicated on the assumption that Eshel Seichtei also. So if this man Domer, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Zohar, if he doesn't hold from Eshel Seichtei, then he doesn't hold from Hanan either. Well, if he doesn't hold from Hanan either, then what was Tosis Kash in the first place? And why do we need to say in Kimta that he's talking about whether Yain wasn't nice in time in the bar, the Yain Esek wasn't nice in time in the bar? Who needs it? The oil of the Yain, there was lots of Yain Esek, and it was nice in time in the bar. Let's say Hanan. No, this man Domer doesn't hold from Eshel Seichli. If he doesn't hold from Eshel Seichli, then neither does he hold from Chana. And it's not Mashman Taisus that he's in Chayza. Because maybe Nechami, maybe now that Taisus is Machadish, this man Domer doesn't hold from Eshel Seichli also, maybe his original Kasha goes off and you don't have to Zetzain anymore. And that it's talking about a Mashu of Yayin Esach. It's not Mashman that way. Taisus is even more not Mashman that way. We're still going with Anocha that it has to be small, a little bit of Yayin, because we need to avoid Hanan. Why do we need to avoid Hanan? Efshel Seichle Mutter, there's no Hanan. So we have on the side of the Gemara this Haggais from the Night of Yudah. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not so clear why he says it, but maybe because of this kasha, or maybe because you're preparing his kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Taisus doesn't mean that this Madama doesn't hold from Eshla Seichte at all. By the Eshla Seichte Hausam. He doesn't hold from Eshla Seichte by Innocent Mashal. Just like Innocent Mashal can't make Hanan, so this Madama Rabbi Yechon over there, the Gemara holds that Eshla Seichte, that Innocent Mashal can't make Eshla Seichte also either. Means about Rav Yechon holds from Eshel Esaychti. This answers both questions. Rav Yechon Taka holds from Eshel Esaychti also. The Gemara Kuches is Beferish. Rav Yechon is Mora Daish Meiser. Rav Yechon says Eshel Esaychti also. Of course he holds Eshel Esaychti also. But what he holds in the Gemara Nevad Azara is that by Yisim Mashu, where the Yayin was not missing time in the bar, in Yisim Mashu, Kishem, that in Yisim Mashu can't make Hanan, can't make Eshel Esaychti either. And that's what Tais is meant to say. Mela's answered both kashas. He answered Rabbi Kerega's kasha. There's no steer in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds in Kukhes Efshel Seichte also. Normally, when it's nice and tough, but in Gemara and Abba Rezor, we're talking about a special case where Sinisimashu can't make Efshel Seichte. And Mela's also towards my kasha. My kasha was, if he doesn't hold from Efshel Seichte, he doesn't even hold from Chanan, so what's Tais's kasha in the first place? Tais says, Abadi holds from Efshel Seichte. We know Rabbi Yechon holds from Efshel Seichte and Kukhes. He doesn't hold from an Eshel Seichte by Nisim Mashu. We would have to say that Gemara Nevad Azor is talking about Nisim Mashu. That's what Taisus said. L'chatchil. It's like one fell swoop. Taisus said, why isn't there Hanan? He said, there's Nisim Mashu. And why isn't there Eshel Seichte? For the same reason. Because this man Domer holds that if there's no Hanan by Nisim Mashu, then there's no Eshel Seichte either. That's in the Rebbe Yehuda. It's a chat in the Taisus. With that, it's for emphasis both Rebbe Kerega's kasha and the question that I'm asking. So first, just two hours then. First of all, one in Cheshbon and one in Svar. In Cheshbon, so who told Tosfos? Tosfos makes it sound like it's a machlekes. This man, the Omer, doesn't hold from Eshel Seichte v'Einis Yemashu. Maybe nobody holds from Eshel Seichte v'Einis Yemashu. Like, who told Tosfos even a machlekes? It doesn't say in Agamar otherwise. It doesn't say in Agamar, it doesn't say that if the Nevela was not nice and time in the Chaticha is also. Maybe the Chaticha is Mutter. Taisus makes it sound like it's a machlekes. This man, the Omer, holds that Eshel Seichte doesn't apply to Nisim Asher. Who says Hanan is not a machlekes? Everybody agrees that by Nisim Asher there's no Hanan. Taisus implies everybody holds by Nisim Asher there's no Hanan. But this man, the Omer, holds that there's no Eshel Seichte by Nisim Asher. Maybe it's not even a machlekes. So this is the partial answer. Tais has to account for the other Madomer of Azor. There's a Madomer of Azor that the Kitchen Shemayim has to pull first. But what's Pshat? It must be because he holds that there is actually Seichli by Nisim Ash. The question that I want to understand more is in Svara. After all, the whole Yisoid of Tais is that actually Seichli and Hanan are two different things. By the way, the Ran and Kolobosser, when we learned the Sugi of Chal, we talked about it. The Ran and Kolobosser is Masper, the Eshel Seichte, and Hanan are the same thing. Tainuach. Just Eshel Seichte means the Chaticha is also because it was Nepach. And Hanan means that it asks other things because it was Nepach. But it's one Yisoid that the Chaticha is Nepach. So it's not two different things. But in Taisus, both by Chal and in this Taisus, it's clearly Mavur that these are two different things. Hanan is one thing, and Eshel Seichte is something else. So, that just because an Issam Asher doesn't make a Hanan, it doesn't make an Eshel Seichte. I mean, not the end of the world question, but just I want to understand it a little bit. And Befrat, the way I want to be Masvet Taisus at the beginning, why does an Issam Asher not make an Eshel Seichte? Why does an Issam Asher not make Hanan? So the Ran says, because Issam Asher is not choshev enough to make an Epach. Hey, but we're not going that way in Taisus. So in Taisus, I had the whole Mahalach last week. Was it last week? The whole Mahalach last week. The Hasbara in Taisus. Taisus is really like Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's why it's Madduk and Rabbeinu Ephraim. He's coming off of Rabbeinu Tam. He's basically saying Rabbeinu Tam. It basically works with Rabbeinu Ephraim's yisod. That a mashu is command the less, it doesn't have a koyach to ask for other things. Regarding Chatichas Acheres, it's command the lesser. The only thing is, why can't Hanan help? Hanan normally is Misayeya things. That's the din of Chanan. The chatichah neseres is misayeya to the tipa iseres. So why doesn't Chanan help? Okay, it's only a mashu. But let the chatichah neseres give it a boost that it should have the power of more than an nisei mashu. So that I wanted him. I thought it was very medukin. Tosfos lost l'shanis also that since the chatichah itself only became osur al yedei an nisei mashu, so it can't have more power than the original oser. It was only necessarily the nisei mashu. It can't make now. It can't be misayeya to make the mashu into more than a mashu. But beside that dover, I wanted to learn that Taisus is yisoid that a mashu doesn't make hanan. It's really a misnomer. It's not that a mashu doesn't make hanan. It's that a mashu, Rabbeinu finds yisoid, that a mashu can't ask other chatichos, and hanan doesn't help, and a hanan that came about from an issue mashu can't overcome that. So that's a svara in Chanan, in asking other chatichos. The yisoid asvara is Rabbeinu Ephraim. The mashu's command, the lesser can't ask other chatichos. What does it have to do with the nidun of Efshel Soifte? Efshel Soifte is not talking about other chatichos. Efshel Soifte, we're talking about this chaticha itself, this Yayin Shagabor itself. So what is the fact that it's in this mashu have to do with Efshel Soifte? The mice of the Yayin Shagabor is awesome. So Efshel Soifte should remain awesome. What is this? It's very different than the din of mashu by Chanan.
I think at the time in Baikal we explained that the Tosfos's understanding of the relationship between Chanan and Efshel Soifte was based on the Tosfos Rosh, that Chanan teaches us that an Esar is Misayeh, the Oser, and then Efshel Soifte comes in to tell us that...
No, you're right. Efshel Soifte has to be first.
Yeah, Efshel Soifte has to follow us.
That's the word for Chess. Efshel Soifte has to be first. So I think the answer is... That what's the yisoid of mashu by Chanan? The yisoid is that a mashu can't answer something else. A mashu can't answer the mashu. And a mashu, Rabbeinu Ephraim is a mashu is command the lesser. It answers the chaticha, the first chaticha, that's the din of the meaning of a mashu. But now that it's but in this mashu doesn't have a koyach to turn around and answer other things. So I think what Tyson now is saying is that just like a mashu can't aser other things, it can't even aser the chatich itself to be called that it's also be'etzem that it should have eshel soichte. Of course, the chatich, let's say in this case, they will put a mashu into the chatich. Are you saying that this man Balmer holds, or Yechanan holds, that the chatich, you can eat the chatich? I eat also the mashu, but since afterwards you have Reitav that comes in as a Mevatalit. The Reitav comes in as a Mevatalit, meaning once the Reitav comes in as a Mevatalit, you can eat the Chaticha itself. There's no Eshul Soichta yet in Issem Ashu. The Pshat is that because it's only in Issem Ashu, so Keshem that doesn't have a Koyach to ask other Chatichas, it doesn't even have a Koyach to ask the Chaticha itself that it's in, except that you can't eat the Chaticha because the Isser is in it and it's not bottled. But just because it's not bottled, that doesn't mean that it's asering the chaticha. When the iser is nice and tam in the chaticha, so then it asers the chaticha be'etzem. So that makes actual sechte also. A chaticha that was neser be'etzem lives also forever, even if later on the time goes out. But if the iser inside was only nisir mashu, so yes, in nisir mashu, you're not allowed to eat the chaticha. Because at the end of the day, it's min b'minoi, the chaticha can't be mevatel isher mashu. The pieces, the little drops of isher mashu inside, the chaticha can't be mevatel because it's min b'minoi, min cannot be mevatel minoi. So therefore you can't eat the chaticha either, because when you eat the chaticha, you're going to be eating all this isher mashu. But the isher mashu, since it's an isher mashu and it's not able to aser acherim, so it's not even able to aser the chaticha itself be'etzem. It's able to aser the chaticha, you can't eat the chaticha because when you eat the chaticha, it's a package deal, you get the prize inside, you know, the little bit of mashu. So you can't eat the chaticha. But that's not called an asad the chaticha. You need in this, if the nevel is nice and tam in the chaticha, then it's called an asad the chaticha be'etzem, and then the chaticha remains also the din of Eshel Sefti. And it's very similar to the din of Yavish B'Yavish. I think this is Mamish we saw in Taisa before by Yavish B'Yavish. That's why I was talking about it in Yavish B'Yavish. We saw by Yavish B'Yavish. Taisa says, when you have Yavish B'Yavish, it's min b'mino, you can't eat it. But it doesn't make a chanan. It doesn't make an eshel soichte. Why? Because said before, because of course you can't eat it. You can't eat it because when you, even though it's yavish v'yavish, but the iser is not nikir and it's trapped inside the tarevis, and that's the din of dimua, and therefore you can't eat it. But it doesn't make a chanan. It doesn't make an actual seichel because by yavish v'yavish, you can't eat it because of the tarevis. But it's not called that it became aser be'etzem. The chatichas of chulin, the peris of chulin, didn't become aser be'etzem. They had no bli of truma that they should become aser be'etzem. So for that, there's no chanan. There's no actual seichel. So derech zekan, an isu mashu can aser other chatichos, and this man over held not only cannot aser other chatichos, it can't even aser the yain shibabar. Of course, you can't drink the yain shibabar, because the yain shibabar, when you drink the yain shibabar, you're drinking these tipos. But that the mayim will take care of. The mayim will come in. It'll be a lot of the tipos. The yain shibabar was never nesev be'etzim, since it was never nesev be'etzim. There's nothing of esher b'sefer.
Why
is
that? Basar b'chalav, betchitos follow when basar is they're not of shulsef to aser.
If tipas chalav fell into basar, according to this mandah, if it's not nisim tam, well, it's chalav is not nisim tam. It was never really basar chalav in the first place, so it's hard to set up a case.
It is nisim tam.
Well, if it is nisim tam, then it does aser. We're learning that in the Yudalot. The Tais only said that tam doesn't aser. Tais is saying this mandah holds that nisim mashu doesn't make, just like it doesn't make chanan, it doesn't make an actual seichel. That's how the Nebuchadnezzar learned Pshat and Taisus.
Yeah, don't we say that the Cholav disperses throughout all, and you don't say Efshel Softo, and you say that it's all Bato?
Again, which case? You have
Tipa falls into a piece of Basra, and we say that since it's going to disperse right away throughout all the Chatichos,
right.
So we're not Mishar connected to that Chatichos.
Oh, the Chatichos, right. Since it's Seifel is Pashat, so we're not Mishar.
Yeah, but we should say, shouldn't we say, though, Efshel Softo Asr, and that piece is still Asr?
Guess that if it's Seifel is Pashat, you don't say Epshul is Seifel either. We'll have to say the same thing, maybe even with the same as Mara. But then we'll have to say the Epshul is, when it's Seifel is Pashat, then there's no Epshul is Seifel. Anyway, we have to say that. There's nothing to it. So this is the bottom line, and we went through a lot of complicated things today. But the main we're going to learn is this last part of Taisus. The Taisus Mechadish number one, what Taisus said at the very beginning, that Nisim Ashu doesn't make Chanan. Now Taisus Mechadish that there's a Mandal Omer in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and it's a Machlekes in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and this is the Machlekes about if the Kitin was Betchila B'Soif. That Machlekes is about if do we say that just like in Issam Ashu can't make Hanan and can't make Efshel Seichtei, do I say no, in Issam Ashu can't make Hanan, but Efshel Seichtei could make. And those are the 2 days in the Gemara over there about the Kitin Shel Mayim. We're saying Hasbara. That's how the Nevi Gudel learns Trap and Taisus. To answer otherwise. The Pashut Trap in Taisus is that this Mandama doesn't offer Meshul Seichtei at all. That's the words of Taisus. Yes, it's a Pellet, it's a Rebbechon, it would be a Steer Nebbechon. And I'm adding, if he doesn't offer Meshul Seichtei at all, then he doesn't offer Chanan at all, because one is necessary for the other. And if he doesn't offer Chanan at all, then Taisus' original question, what was Taisus' original question? Why didn't he say Chanan in the bar? He said, no, it's only in the Simashu. What was the question? That Mandama doesn't offer Chanan. So you have to learn like the Nevi Yehuda. Taisus doesn't mean he does not commit from Eshul Seichtei at all. He's the author of Eshul Seichtei. We know he holds from Eshul Seichtei. Taisus means that man Omer holds that just like in the Simash, you can't make a Chanan, can't make an Eshul Seichtei. And that's the Machlekes about Kitan Shomayim. It certainly can't make a Chanan. That's Agamar. Agamar is that an Isimashu can't make a Chanan. The Machlekes of Nevi Zora is whether an Isimashu can make an Eshul Seichtei. So I'm saying it in a Hasbar. But what's the Hasbar? As far as that the din that Issa Mashu can't make a Chanan, that the idea is that Issa Mashu can't aser Chatichos Acheres. And Chanan doesn't even help, because since the Chatich itself was only Nesir within Issa Mashu, so it's built in Even the Chaticha was only necessary on the level of an Isser Mashu, and it's built into Isser Mashu. It doesn't have Bekayach to Aser other Chatichas. So the Chaticha can't be Messiah for that, because the Chaticha itself has that defect. So that's the din. An Isser Mashu can't Aser other Chatichas. That's the din that Isser Mashu doesn't make Hanan. So what is it? What does it have to do with Eshel Seichel? Eshel Seichel is a different din. That a Chaticha that was Nesar is Nesar forever. This Chaticha was certainly Nesar. The Yayin Shebaba was certainly Nesar. The Chaticha was certainly Nesar. So who cares that it was necessarily day in Isser Mashu? So what I'm suggesting is that it's not so posh that the Chaticha was Nesar or the Yayin Shebavor was Nesar. Yes, it's certainly true you couldn't drink the Yayin Shebavor, because when you drink the Yayin Shebavor, you're drinking the Tifas of Yayin Nesach. But that's not necessarily what I mean when I say that the Chaticha was Nesar. For Efsu L'Soichdei, I need not only that I can't drink the Yayin Shebavor B'Poyol, because I'm going to be imbibing also Yayin Nesach. I need that I should be able to say the Yayin Shebavor was necessarily day the Tifas. If the tipos were only nisim mashu, they weren't actually nisim tam into the yayin shebavor, then it's not called that the yayin shebavor was neser be'etzem. You can't drink it because you're going to be drinking the yayin esach. But it was never neser be'etzem, and that doesn't make an nisim mashu. And that's kufa the pshat and tosis b'vor by yovish b'yovish. That by yovish b'yovish, Avari can't eat the yovish b'yovish either. Haravis of yovish b'yovish can't eat. Because when you eat the yovish b'yovish, you're eating the truma too. But it's not called that it was neser be'etzem. If it's not called that it was neser be'etzem, then there's no din of chanan, there's no din of esher. There's no innovation in the site. Okay, good. The plan is, I think, that when we're going to finish the thesis, taking us a long time, the thesis, we're going to finish the thesis, and I thought today, but tomorrow for sure, we need it. And then I want to do the Ramban, hopefully. And then I think we're going to do Chazara and have a midterm, and I'll have a chance to breathe before we start Tikkun Cholov. And we're going to go to Tav Kuf Ches and start this again after that of Tikkun Cholov.